to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics, and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded.
This is episode 55 of the Ferris Podcast of them all. Your host, Joshua Ferris, back with you again this week. That was a little poem by Ralph Waldo Emerson about success. And that's all the episode 55 is going to be about. We're going to talk about what is success. How do you define success? How do you measure it? And then how are we taught success as we grow up and live our lives? So throughout this episode, I've got some quotes about success from different famous athletes, war heroes, you know, a wide variety, authors, anything you could think of, to see different perspectives on success. And not only do we have those quotes, we're going to dive into the literal definition of success. And that's how we're going to start this episode. What is success? Well, the definition of success, according to most, is that success is the opposite of failure. Success is the status of having achieved and/or accomplished an aim or objective. You basically reach the goal. Being successful means the achievement of desired visions and planned goals. Furthermore, success can be a certain social status that describes a prosperous person that could also have gained fame for its favorable outcome. The dictionary describes success as the following: attaining wealth, prosperity, and or fame. Now you're probably sitting there listening and thinking, well, that doesn't seem right. Because I'm here to tell you that's not right. That's not what success is. At least not in my eyes. Because not everybody in this world is going to attain wealth. Not everybody is going to attain fame. Not everybody's going to be famous. It's just a fact of life. It doesn't happen. I'm sitting here doing a podcast. I'm not famous. I'm not the next Joe Rogan. But that's okay. We have fun doing what we're doing. And I still believe I obtain success because I reach my goals, my visions, my aim, my objective, whatever word you want to use. So how do you define success in life? And really, it all boils down to the only person that can answer that question is ultimately you. At the end of the day, you have to decide what success in your daily life means for you. You know, I'm not able to tell you what the ultimate definition of success is because it's really not possible. Every person thinks differently about what being a prosperous person in life is. Everybody will define success in their own unique way. So really, there can't even exist a definition that fits everyone because everyone is so unique and so different. However, it is very important that you know exactly how to define the success in your life. You have to know what makes you feel successful. You have to have those goals, those aims, and that vision that you want to achieve and know how to get there. And know how to feel when you do get there, because that's success for you. You know, make yourself aware of what accomplishment, success, what all of that means in general to you in your life. You know, some may define success as having a luxurious lifestyle with Lamborghinis and Ferraris or a huge mansion. Whereas somebody else may consider a life full of joy and happiness with a family their true meaning of success. So you have to go through and figure out what is important for you. And personally, you have to be able to focus on your visions and goals to reach the meaning of success in your life. That's how you have to define it. That's how you have to get to it. I've got a quote here from Winston Churchill. This says, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. So in Winston Churchill eyes, you know, some people see success as an end-all be-all. And while that's great, that's not really true because the world will continue to function around you, even in moments of success or moments of failure. So just remember that when you define your success, that's not the end. And if you don't reach your definition of success 1, 2, 3, 4 times and you fail, that's okay because failure is not fatal. You have to have that courage to continue to keep moving forward. And in Winston Churchill's eyes, that is what counts. And I got another quote here about what success is. It's from Robert Collier. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. And I find that so true, and I think that relates perfectly with the last quote because it's not one shot of, oh, that's it, now it's over. It's every day, every single day, especially when finding success in your personal everyday life. Every day is a new day. Find a way to be successful in your eyes in that day. Put in just a little effort, repeated day in and day out, and great things will happen. You will find the success you're looking for. Now, I'm not promising you a mansion and luxurious cars, but I am promising you that if you continue to put in work on yourself and work towards your goals day in and day out with repeated small effort, you can find the success that you're looking for. It can be done. Now we're going to talk about the meaning of success. We've kind of talked about what success is. We've talked about how to define success in your life. But what is the meaning of it? And one of the most important key steps to achieve success in life is to know the meaning of success for your personal life. The true meaning of success goes far beyond the common definitions of success. You know, such as having lots of money, being wealthy, having tangible items, earning degrees. Really quite the opposite. True success in life cannot be measured with the previous things that I mentioned. But instead, it can be measured with the amount of people that are able to live a better and more advanced life because of what you created. The impact you put forth on others, the difference that you make. I've said it once, I've said it again, I kind of use it as a life motto. I don't believe one person can change the world. I really don't. However, I do believe one person can change their world. You can go out and make a difference in someone's life every day. Every day you can do something to impact someone for the greater good. And in return, that ultimately will make the world a better place. And if everybody, if it was a domino effect, a chain reaction, if everybody went out there and had the mindset to change their world, go make a difference for someone else, I mean, it would be huge, the difference you would see across the world. It would definitely change the world. But it's not one person changing the world. It starts by changing their world. And in my eyes, that is really the meaning of success. But, you know, not the trophies people are collecting in their lives. Media and society, they want to tell you you need a lot of tangible things to have a successful life. But ultimately, like we've said a couple times in this episode, The meaning of success is to live a happy life and to make this world a better place, not only for yourself, but for everyone else in it. Now, we've already covered a lot, but there's one more thing that I really want to cover before we wrap up the episode and end for the week. And that's really about how we're taught to measure success. We've talked about the importance of it, the definition of it, so on and so forth. But kind of how are we taught success? Because I mentioned just a little bit ago, the media will tell you that you need to have the newest phone, you need to have the biggest house, the fastest car in order to be successful to society. They'll tell you you have to be CEO, VIP, whatever acronym you want to throw in there. You have to be the best of the best. You can't just be a janitor to be successful. That's what society will tell you. And ultimately, I'm here to disagree with that. I also mentioned there is no one definition of success, but I'm telling you that that definition surely can't be accurate. Because really, if you think about it, growing up, and in today's society, if you look at success as a pie chart, it's split 50-50. 50% of it is the salary you make. How much money are you bringing into the table? What do you have? And the other half of success that society tells you you're defined by is your job title, like I mentioned. Are you the CEO? Are you the vice president of whatever? It's salary and the title. That's all that matters. That's what society will tell you. That's what people will tell you growing up, that you've got to go out, you've got to make money, you've got to climb the ladder and reach the top. But nobody really tells you about the other things in life that matter. Nobody tells you about the things that need to be important to you for you to be able to reach success. A few episodes ago, I talked about how you are your biggest asset and you have to take care of yourself. So I believe a better measure of how we should be taught what success is a more split up pie chart that has more than just two sides. You know, for success, you need to, of course, you do have to have a job title, but I believe it should be just a very small sliver of what the success is, because literally you can find success with any job title you seek. If you want to be the garbage man who picks up trash, there is nothing wrong with that because somebody has to do it. And in my eyes, it's a very respectable job. If you want to be a janitor at a school, go ahead. Somebody's got to do it. Find success in that and be the best janitor in the school district. There are ways to find success with any job title. So that should be a very small sliver of how we measure success. And salary. Of course, you have to have money to function. People will say money can't buy happiness, and it probably can't. But it can buy food. It can buy clothes. It can keep a roof over your head. So, unfortunately, money is important. Whether people want to admit it or not, you have to have it. Not necessarily to be successful, but I would say to survive. And you need to survive to be successful. So salary, a little portion there. But then a bigger portion, probably job title and salary combined, percentage-wise here, you got to have free time. This is something I struggle with because I am probably a workaholic. I like to go, go, go all the time, 24/7. But you've got to have free time to take care of yourself. And with that ties in my next two categories on the pie chart that I believe make up just about, when you combine these two, they're probably about 25% apiece. They should make up about half your pie chart. That's your mental health and your physical health. And I said before, I'll say it again, mental health is your health. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to have struggles with it. People have struggles with their physical health, and that's okay too. But you've got to take care of yourself, both mentally and physically. So the free time pays a big portion into that. You cannot work yourself to death. You can't constantly be on the go all the time and have no time for yourself, for your health, for your friends, for your family. And then another key factor of how we should measure success is, do you like what you do? Do you enjoy going to work? And now, of course, everybody will grumble and say, well, nobody likes going to work. But I would argue that's not true. There are some jobs out there that are fun. And there are ways to make jobs fun, to pass the time, tell jokes, laugh, make a difference, like what you do, and make a difference with it. So I believe, in just a recap, instead of just salary and your job title being the only way we are taught how to measure success, a better measure of success includes your job title, your salary, free time, liking what you do, and your physical health and your mental health. There's far more to success than just two categories. So keep that in mind. And I found this on LinkedIn, and it really stuck with me. I've been thinking about it all week. That's why I've decided to do this episode. Because society will constantly tell you, you've got to have the most money. You've got to be the top dog. You've got to be at the top of the food chain. But think about it. Somebody's got to be at the bottom of the food chain for you to be at the top. And even though they're at the bottom, so to speak, they can still be making a difference in the world. They can still be having fun and enjoying what they're doing. It's not about the money. While money is important to survive and meet basic necessities, you don't have to have money to get these luxurious cars and eat at fancy places, because those are things that aren't a necessity in life and they ultimately don't matter. You won't be able to take those things with you in your grave, so they don't really matter here now. I've got a few more quotes to wrap up the show, and they really tie everything together that we've mentioned throughout this episode. The first one here is about what is success. We've kind of talked about definitions of success at the beginning of the show. This is coming from John Wooden. Success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you did your best to become the best you are capable of becoming. Giving your all, doing your best, and at the end of the day, if you do that, whether you win, lose, or it's a draw, it doesn't matter. Because you can walk away knowing that you did what you could. You controlled your controllables and you moved on. You did everything in your power to reach success. Whether it was society's definition of success or your definition of success, you pushed for it. You had your goal, you had your aim, and you did what you could to get there. And that's all that matters. My next quote is from Bob Dylan. And it kind of ties into what I really just talked about. And it says, what's money? A man is a success if he gets up in the morning and goes to bed at night and in between does what he wants to do. So that free time aspect of how we measure success and the liking what you do. Even if it wasn't free time and you were working, but you enjoyed what you did and you helped make a difference and you liked every aspect of your day. And I'm not necessarily saying, oh, you like the weather and you like this, but you liked how you conducted yourself and you liked what you did, then does money really matter? Because I'm a firm believer money can't buy happiness. So but why does it really matter? Again, you can throw in that you have to meet your basic necessities. But at the end of the day, for your personal life definition of success that we talked about earlier in the episode, for some, money may be important. It may be a large factor of, am I successful? But for many others, it's not. And just remember that if you get up in the morning and you can go to bed at night and you can live with yourself and you can be happy with yourself because you got to enjoy your day and enjoy what you do, you are successful. You reach success for the day. I've got one final quote before we wrap up the show, and it's from Booker T. Washington. Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life, but as by the obstacles which he has overcome. So that really ties in to how we measure success. Well, okay, your job title may be important to you, and it may help you make more money, it's not really the end-all be-all of success. There's so much more, and how success should be measured. You got to remember, all those obstacles you overcame, your resilience to continue to go forward. Tying back to the first quote we had, success is not final and failure is not fatal. So you failed a couple times, but you kept going, and then you hit your success because you got that job title and that was your goal. Great. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's not just all the success of you having that. It's the whole journey. Life's a journey. And you, it's really a story. And I believe there's famous quotes out there. I don't have it pulled up or anything. But everybody's life is their own unique story. It's like a blank book, a blank canvas. It's yours to paint the picture you want to paint or write the story you want to write. And success will play into that. When you write a story about your life, or you were to paint a painting about your life, you would want your success to be mentioned. So it's important to know what success is to you. And I'm here to tell you, for me, success is far different than what society says success is. There is a large difference, and it's okay to be different from society. We can't all be the same. We can't all follow what society says. Because who is society? Well, I mean, you could say everybody makes up society, but people will tell you that you have to do this, you have to do that. But who are they to say? It really doesn't matter. Who are they to tell you how you need to define your success? Who are they to tell you how you measure if you were successful or not? The only person who can do that is you. And I challenge you to remember that. I challenge you at the end of this episode to write down how you define success. Write down your goals and monitor, are you successful in reaching them? Are you currently successful with how you define success? Or are there things that you need to work on in order to be successful? That wraps up episode 55 of the Ferris Podcast of them all. Thanks for liking, sharing, subscribing, telling your friends. However you support the show, I always got to give you thanks at the end because I couldn't do it without you. Until next time, find success in your life. Find how you measure success and find how you define it. Because at the end of the day, don't let society tell you you're not successful when really the only person who can define your personal success is you.